Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. From the Republic of America, the Sharon Board of Selectmen discussed the town's five-year plan on Tuesday and set a list of priorities, particularly an upgrade to the town hall parking lot. The first phase of that project, which is planned for this year, includes new lights, improved drainage, and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. Money from a $125,000 STEEP grant and $60,000 from the town's coffers will be used towards that project. Also on the calendar for this year is an upgrade to some of the town's sidewalks. In the following year, selectmen hope to fund more needs on the town green, as well as maintenance building for cold storage facility at the town garage, broadband, the community center, and town hall repairs. Some discussed the community center, which is now mainly used as an office for the director of Parks and Recreation. Activities held there were curtailed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Selectman Dale Jones was the board's liaison to a committee several years ago tasked with looking at the building, which sits on Gay Street adjacent to Sharon Center School. He said a lot of money was put into it so that it wouldn't go to wreck and ruin. He said the priority is its overhaul, asking that he's confident the building won't deteriorate into a state where it cannot be used. Selectman Casey Flanagan said the building is a town asset, and either as a town or organization can use it, quote, but now it's a waste. I know the town wants to retain it, but I don't think we're doing anyone any favors by sitting on it, end quote. Jones went on to say he's comfortable where it is in the capital plan, which is the fiscal year 2025 and 2026. Well, Connecticut got proposed relief for gas taxes proposed last week, and this week Dutchess County appears ready to cut the local sales tax on gasoline, although it would take time to see the impact at the pumps. The proposed would temporarily change the tax structure from a percentage to a flat rate of 8 cents a gallon. By average prices this week, that would save consumers roughly 6 cents per gallon of regular fuel. The county announced the plan Thursday, indicated it has bipartisan support, though it still requires approval by the county legislature. It would also not go into effect until June 1st, and even that date would require the State Commission of Taxation and Finance to approve or waiver a 90-day wait normally required to give notice of sales tax changes to all parties. State rules dictate a sales tax change can only begin on March 1st, June 1st, September 1st, or December 1st. Mold issues continue to plague Housatonic's Flag Rock Village housing complex in Great Barrington. A lawsuit against the Great Barrington Housing Authority is moving forward in state housing court by a woman who says mold at her Flag Rock Village apartment caused serious damage to her health. Quote, we were so sick, we were going mentally crazy, end quote. That from April Candy on living in mold-infested public housing in Housatonic that she says caused long-term health problems. It's the latest in a series of mold-related problems that have been plaguing the state-funded authority for recent years. Last Wednesday marked a six-month deadline for the authority to respond to the legal claim from Candy, who lived in a low-income housing project from 2016 to 2020. Without a response, the case will now move forward to trial or settlement. The Great Barrington Youth Project is hosting a training for mentors. The Railroad Street Youth Project has announced a mentor training program from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, March 30th at the Drop-In Center, 60 Bridge Street. Participants will learn what it means to be a mentor to a young person between the ages of 14 and 25. Discussions will include consistency, boundaries, and specific skills that are useful for negotiating challenges in a mentoring relationship. For more information, contact the Senior Mentoring Coordinator, Russell Allen, at russell@rsvp.org or 413-717-1041.
For meetings in our area in Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets at 5:30 in Salisbury. Taconic Road from Route 44 to Beaver Dam Road is closed from 7:30 to 4 p.m. today, tomorrow, and Wednesday for tree removal. At 6:30 tonight in Salisbury, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets. In North Canaan tonight at 6, Railroad Days Committee meeting, and at 7, the Planning and Zoning Commission. In Falls Village, the Board of Finance has a special meeting set for 6:30 tonight. In Cornwall, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting at 7 o'clock tonight via Zoom. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. In Sheffield, Select Board meeting, that is at 7 p.m. And coming up tomorrow, the Village of Milligen trustees holding a special workshop meeting at 6 p.m. Dutchess County Sheriff's Office will be at that meeting to present information regarding services for the Village of Milligen. All members of the public having interest in the matter are invited to attend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. They have specials every night for dinner. Of course, the tapas menu. And you can find them on Facebook, interlakeninn.com. Also on Facebook and Instagram. Underwriting support from Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,861.24. The NASDAQ at 14,169.30. And the S&P 500 at 45,43.06. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.